97.9 The Hill, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. What's up?
Welcome to a special What's Trending featuring the great outdoors. Today's stories are all about stuff you do outside. We'll be tackling two specific topics, bear baiting and mountain unicycling.
Those are definitely two things I do outside.
They're definitely two things I do outside, I tell you what. Both highly niche activities.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to start with bear baiting because the headline is a little bit clickbaity. New York hunter found with illegal donuts. I mean, sure. That's a funny headline to click on. It made me click on it. I wanted to know more because I host this segment and I need to know what's trending and tell me about these illegal donuts. And that's how I learned that while hunting bears is legal, if you have the license and permits for it, it is in no way legal to put out any sort of bait for bears.
Okay.
Bear baiting is the term for it. It is 1,000% illegal. If anybody catches you doing it, there will be hard and fast consequences for you.
Even if you're baiting them with something innocuous like donuts.
Well, not necessarily innocuous. They smell real good. They're sugar. Bears are known for going after human foods.
Well, right. This is a thing that would attract a bear.
Now,
but
this story of a man baiting a bear with donuts, sure, that's kind of interesting. Is it worth talking about on trends? No. What is worth talking about
all
on
right,
trends?
Moving on
anyway,
now.
Moving
yeah,
on.
Yes.
What is worth talking about on trends is because our bear baiting donut man was caught by rangers. He was caught with his donuts. He'd put donuts in trees. He'd like smeared them on rocks. He had them stuffed into logs. And the rangers found him while he was waiting in a blind in the middle of what I can only presume is a circle of donuts sort of around him, and they said, "Hey man, are these your donuts?" And he said, "Yeah, I was gonna eat them." And the ranger said, "Oh really?
Go for
it. Even this one shoved into this stump over here?" And the guy was just like, "Yeah." And they were like, "Why don't you eat it?" And they had a wonderful little exchange that the Hudson Valley Post was kind enough to print for me. I love it when people get called on bluffs like that. "Yeah, I just dropped those donuts. I was going to eat them."
Yeah, I tripped.
"Oh, you dropped it right into that stump, huh?"
Yeah.
"Well, it looks real good. Why don't you just take a little bite, take a little nibble.
My favorite part of this is imagining that exchange happening in a thick New York accent all around.
Like, oh, totally.
"You got a permit for those donuts?" "Yeah, I got a permit for those donuts. This is in New York. I got donuts. What are you talking about?"
And then you eat your bear donuts. My second thing, mountain unicycling, is something that we haven't done in a while. Shout out to Seth Boster.
I have, in fact, never done this. So
I mean, yeah, I have never mountain unicycled either. And the story that Seth Boster wrote out of Colorado Springs highlights just how niche of a hobby mountain unicycling is. There's even a special little name for it, Mooney.
Yeah.
I mean, mountain unicycling,
yep.
I suppose. I would encourage you to look up the story. The headline is "Mountain Unicycling, No Clown Show in Colorado's Rugged Hills." Again, written by Seth Boster, and it highlights a man known as the Unicycling Unicorn and his son. It's a touching father-son bonding story ripping through the mountain bike trails on unicycles, and it highlights just how interesting this can be. And also, a little bit of a baffling paragraph says that people often don't take this man seriously. He does admit that it's a very niche community, that he comes to Colorado to mountain unicycle often because, relatively speaking, there's more mountain unicyclers here because, of course, there are. It's
right.
Colorado. Sure. Of course, there's mountain unicycling people. But he says that he gets a lot of funny looks, that kids will, like, be excited, that a bunch of people are just flat-out impressed, which I would be if you're bombing down a hill on a unicycle jumping over boulders, because I watched some videos. That is part of it. You jump over obstacles because
wow.
You can't handle it like a bike could.
Right, right.
You just have to clear it real fast. It is an impressive display of skill, and he says that sometimes people are just annoyed and judgmental and don't think that he's taking it seriously, that he's doing this as a joke. If you were really serious, you'd just have a bicycle.
I mean, people are going to be judgmental no matter what it is you're
doing.
To
which my response sort of has to be, this is definitely more difficult and more impressive than a mountain bike.
So here's the thing that I noticed. I noticed this about stilt walkers, but the same thing is true of unicyclists. You've seen stilt walkers. You've seen unicyclists, maybe not mountain unicyclists, but like people on unicycles, like they're back and forth.
We're close to
Carrboro.
I've seen unicyclists.
No one ever falls over. You never see people like on stilts or on a unicycle, like really having trouble.
I've never seen them eat it.
Which suggests that there's like a whole community of folks that are just like off in private.
Practicing.
Very quietly and out of the public eye learning how to do this.
Oh,
so that when it's time for them to go out in public, they're like, yeah, I'm on stilts. I'm on a unicycle. It's fine. Because I can't imagine either of those are easy to do.
Yeah, I didn't even consider this. I have never seen either of those classes of people with any issues navigating.
Exactly,
which sort of makes me think about like rollerblading / skating. You would train up at the skate rink.
Right.
And anybody on rollerblades on the streets is probably not going to bite it unless they're doing some stunts and whatnot because you trained up.
But
I need to find the
unicycle
skating rink.
The unicycle rink. Where is this?
Where is the... Someone in Carborough, please lead me to your Glen where you learn how to unicycle and teach me your ways.